and welcome back to Sass, Stories, and Sarcasm. We're your hosts, Mary and Brian, and this is episode 193. Brian, how are you doing?
I'm doing excellent, Mary. I just had the nicest weekend of my life. All right, that's a little bit of an exaggeration. But it certainly has been the best weather in the entire year this weekend, and I'm beaming.
We got to start with what happened on Thursday.
Let's see. What did happen on Thursday, Mary?
You went to your second concert ever.
Oh, that's right. Usually my weekdays are very dull, but yes, your brother.
Chip had his gig at ST Hooligans, so it was really exciting. I can actually play a snippet from the show. And Chip and his friend James performed for, I'd say, like 45 or 50 minutes. I think they had 10 songs, so that was really fun.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people showed up.
Yeah, I'd say maybe like 80 to 100 people were there.
Yep, people were taking pictures, people were taking videos.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll play. You can listen to this. It's a video, but you can just listen to it, okay? So yeah, that was part of one of the songs he sang.
Very good.
Superstition. Sang that when he was in high school too, during one of the talent shows that he won. So that was an exciting Thursday night. And Brian's second concert. First one, Coldplay. Second one, Chip Conyard.
Yes. Both excellent.
Yep. And then on Friday, I went to Issaquah and I got to hang out with my friends and old coworkers, Ashley and Arnold. I worked with them in my first job out of college at Artitudes, and so that was fun. I have seen Ashley a few times throughout COVID, but I hadn't seen Arnold since before COVID, so it was good to the three of us to get back together, hang out. And then on Saturday, that's when Brian and I embarked on what seemed to be a vacation for us. We determined, even though we only went to West Seattle, so we decided to take the water taxi over to Alki Beach. And, you know, it was a very fun day. We walked, I think, almost 8 miles that day.
Yeah, we did quite a bit of walking. Like, our entire journeying was more or less, well, for me, it was completely free, but it was public transportation the whole way. So we basically took a bus, we took the water taxi, and then we walked about 2 miles to, what was the restaurant name?
It
was
Spuds.
Spuds, yes. I think that's the best fish as part of the fish and chips. I mean, all french fries are french fries. That was the best fish that I've had in a very long time, like years. And yeah, it was really good. Seattle seafood's pretty good.
Yeah, you act like you're surprised. We're, you know, sea.
It's fresh.
It's right by the sea.
Ah, okay.
And yeah, so you have an Orca card through your work, but I don't. And so I was like, okay, what's the best way? I have an Orca card, but they recently launched the app My Orca. So I was like, okay, I'll download that, make sure I have enough money on my Orca card. I haven't used it in a long time. And I discovered that you can buy a day pass. So this is for anyone who has an Orca card and you want to, you know, take several modes of transportation in one day. You can buy an $8 day pass, and it covers all of your fares on all public transportation up to $3.50. So that covers, you know, the bus is $2.75. And so took the bus two times that day. Also took the water taxi each way, $5 each. And so I did get charged $1.50 for each way that I went on the bus or on the water taxi. But overall, my day, I spent $11 on transportation, the $8 plus $1.50 each way for the water taxi. But if I hadn't gotten the day pass, it would have cost me $15.50. So basically, as long as you're going to go on the bus at least three times in a 24-hour period, or go on, I don't know, light rail or whatever, it's worth it to get the day pass. I didn't know about that, and I was like, that's smart. It's good.
Yeah, that is good to know. Like, it's super cost efficient, even if you know, you are a regular person that uses public transportation. It's just always better to get the pass.
And then also, I mean, I don't think I've probably been on the water taxi in like 20 years or something like that. And wow. When I went on it last time, it was like a tiny, tiny little boat, like 20 to 30 people.
Did it have a sail on it?
No. It was like indoors, like a tiny, tiny little boat. But now they've redone the water taxi sometime in the last 20 years. And now I think you could probably fit 200 to 300 people. It's basically just mini ferry. Like, no cars can go on it or anything. But it costs $5 each way. And it's about, 10-minute ride across from downtown to West Seattle.
Yeah. So. It was a nice little ride. I mean, it felt like a vacation, even though we were still technically in the city. Just literally going across some water and you know, walking around, and there's a beach, you're like, oh, this is a vacation. But nope, it's just your average Saturday.
The funny thing is people were, like, playing beach volleyball and stuff on the beach and, like, had their shirts off wearing swimsuits. I'm like, guys, it's only 62 degrees out. Like,
yeah, people are going wild.
Yeah, I mean, it was extremely nice. Nothing wrong with that. But I just thought it was funny how, like, when the sun comes out, everyone in Seattle comes out and we're like, we don't care if it's 60 degrees or 80 degrees, like, we're gonna act like it's summer, because we know that the days of nice weather are so limited here that we're just gonna embrace it all.
Yeah, gotta take advantage of it. I was not the only person wearing a tank top for once, so yeah. I was extremely happy about that.
Yeah, Brian does usually clock if people are wearing tank tops or not, because he's usually the only person, and he's usually cold because if he's the only person.
Yes, that is true.
And then on Sunday, I got vegan hot dogs with Brayden. And so that was really fun. I got to sit up on my roof and catch up. And then Brian, you and I went and played some basketball.
Yes, yes. The original, the park that we usually go to was a little full, but right next to it, there's like an elementary or middle school.
Well, it's all part of the elementary
park.
School.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Well, there are some open hoops a little bit over to where I usually go. And what was really interesting was there was three hoops lined up. There's the regular sized hoop. There's a hoop that was a foot shorter than that. Then there's a hoop that was a foot shorter than that. And I just decided, you know what? I'm going to go on the shortest hoop possible and
dunk for the first time.
I dunked the ball for the first time, maybe ever. But really, since I had like one of those Fisher Price, like mini plastic hoops. And it was very glorified. It was great. You know what was really interesting is, like, I don't think I've ever used the muscles required to actually dunk a basketball before, like, but it was cool. It was cool. Although
we have lots of videos if anyone's interested.
There are lots of videos of me getting it, and there's lots of videos of me failing to dunk the ball. Like, I'd almost put the ball in, but then I'd like it'd go off the back of the rim, and then it'd be a missed dunk. Like all those, like, if you ever see an NBA game or a college basketball game and someone misses a dunk and the ball goes flying, that's what happens sometimes. But I tried, and it was super fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was really fun. That was fun weekend. You know, two nice days of weather in a row. I mean, Friday was also really nice, too. But Saturday and Sunday, weather-wise, were the best we've had all year. It was just so funny because you texted your mom and your brother, and you're like, today we had the warmest weather we've had all year. It was 64 degrees.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. But, you know, there's some humidity sometimes. There's a lot of water in the air, so it feels a little bit hotter than it says it is.
That's
so
true.
I'll say that.
I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, it is a little ridiculous.
Yeah. So let's see. For our first topic, we're going to talk about on Saturday also before we went to Al or no after we went to Alki, we watched Shark Tank that came out on Friday.
Right.
And while we were watching it, we came across a business. Do you want to talk about that a little bit, Brian?
Yeah. So Shark Tank, on Shark Tank, we saw this business called the Player's Trunk or Player's Trunk. And basically, it was four guys from Syracuse, I believe.
In Michigan.
Syracuse, Michigan. They basically really monetized the idea that athletes can now sell their name, image, and likeness. And what they are is they're a website that basically lists X, basketball players, soccer players, collegiate athletes, really, and all of their various unwanted gear that, ranges from jerseys to shorts to sweats to shoes. Fans looking for exclusive gear, basically. And then they're basically going to resell it with maybe like their signature on it, and they're going to basically make a profit from it. Funny enough, they went into Shark Tank. I love this part. They went into Shark Tank asking for $650,000 for a 5% stake in the company, which basically means the whole thing is worth $13 million. Needless
Their
to say,
sales were nowhere close to that. I mean, that's how it always goes.
But I mean, maybe one day that will be popular, but there's no patent on this. Anybody can knock off, like selling signed jerseys online.
Yeah.
So needless to say, they did not get the deal with any of the sharks,
But,
but
as college basketball fans, I was like, let's go on the website, type in
yep. See
Gonzaga.
if we can find anyone.
I want to see who's selling out. I mean, not
Yep.
actually, but
Who needs the money?
and guess who the number one person on this site was for Gonzaga? Shemek Karnowski.
Oh my
He's
goodness.
selling all of his old Gonzaga shirts. See, we have a signed tank top, a signed travel jacket. We have a signed T-shirt, several signed T-shirts. We have a reversible practice jersey.
That's
We have
cool. Some warm-up
his
sweats.
some snap button warm-up pants.
Yep.
The funny part is that literally all of the clothes are 3XL pretty much, except for some that are 2XL. Not that you buy these to wear them.
No.
You buy them because you're gonna hang them up probably,
Yeah,
but
I'll just go walking around in Shemek Karnowski's 3XL pants.
yeah. Now everything that he's selling costs between $50 and $175. But I just thought it was funny. I'm like, oh, so you got all these free T-shirts and warm-up jerseys and all that stuff throughout your college athlete experience, and now look at you just selling it all. He also is selling some of his signed jerseys from when he played in Poland. And not to say that other Gonzaga players haven't been on this website either. Julian Strother is signing in a 2022 trading card that's signed. Corey Kispert's signed a few pictures, selling them for $20. But yeah, I just thought it was hilarious that Shemek is selling every piece of clothing
I
that he
hope he's
probably
doing
ever
all right.
wore.
I hope he's doing all right, like financially. He doesn't need like everyone needs to buy his pants for him to make, rent somewhere.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought it was hilarious because, like, every piece of clothing that he ever wore in college is on this website, it seems.
There's a lot of stuff on there.
And he's really not charging that much money. And I forget the percentage they said that they take, but I think they said like they take 20% from whatever the item
The
sells for.
profit is, yeah.
Yeah, but there's also no barriers to entry, and also, some college athletes probably will have their own website or be able to sell them a lot more easily.
Yeah,
But
that's true. Especially the bigger ones. I feel like they'll have more of a demand, and they could create their own website and their own side business. But yeah, that was an interesting product. It was one of the couple products I think I've seen that shown up on Shark Tank where it actually has a connection to Gonzaga basketball, because we show up on the website, or Shemek does at least, multiple times.
It's just interesting for all these ways that these athletes are doing basically a cash grab. Another way is through Cameo. Basically, you can pay. You go on this website and you find an athlete or comedian or actor, anyone, and you can pay them and they'll make like a 30-second video for you. Actually, my parents bought one from Mark Few for me for my birthday in 2020. But several Gonzaga current and former basketball players at Gonzaga are on Cameo and charging a very, very wide range of money for their videos. Rasir Bolton, so he is in the NBA draft right now, but he charges $25. Will Graves charges $19. Joe Few is on the site. He charges $15. Joel Ayayi, he's now in the NBA. He charges $70. Dan Dickow, he played Gonzaga basketball a long time ago. I mean, he's a commentator now, $19. Mm-hmm. Corey Kispert, he's not available right now, but he charges $75. Admin Gilder charges $15. Gino Crandall charges $20. Brandon Clark charges $215.
Oh, expensive.
Well, he's in the NBA. I'm
that is sure true.
He's in higher demand.
I was just waiting for Joe Few to actually be charging the most out of all of them.
That'd be funny. And then lastly, Kevin Pangas is not available right now, but he charges $25 when he is available for videos. So there's just, it's so funny that there's so many like little cash grabs for athletes that they're like, oh, you know what? I might not make it in the NBA, but I'll sell all my practice jerseys and I will put myself up on this website and make people 30-second videos if they pay me.
Yeah, I mean, not a lot.
other things to make little bits of money here and there.
That's true. Not everyone gets to make it to the NBA, so this is their,
and not everyone,
might be their big chance.
Yeah, not everyone gets
big, you know, deals.
Big like, deals with yeah. Northern Quest Casino and
Dollar Shave
the
Club.
Dollar Shave Club and Walker's Furniture in Spokane. Not everyone is, you know, known enough to be able to get these deals. So okay, they
you got
to
grind. You got to sell your pants.
Honestly, why isn't Rem on this website?
I would love
to see him on Cameo. I'm actually thankful he's probably not, that he's not selling all of his clothes on the player's trunk.
Yeah, I want to see if I can see a Timmy razor from the Dollar Shave Club being sold here.
No, Timmy's fine. He doesn't need to be selling his clothes. And also, he might be coming back to Gonzaga if, for some reason.
Yeah, you never know. You never draft, know.
I don't think so. But I'm just saying, don't want to sell all your clothes before you even know if you're leaving the team.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Did you know the American Heart Association recommends 150 active minutes each week to help with heart health? What if you could earn rewards just for being healthy? That's where Paceline comes in. Paceline is a free app that gives you rewards for exercising 150 minutes per week. Keep up a weekly streak and get even more rewards. Every week of your streak, the rewards vary. You can choose from gift cards from Amazon, Starbucks, Target, and more to discounts for products or services, and even donations to charitable organizations. Join me on Paceline. To get started, download the free Paceline app, connect it to your activity tracker, and use our referral code SSSPOD to start earning rewards just for being healthy. Shopping online can be a real hassle. You have to jump from tab to tab, comparing prices and trying coupon codes to make sure you're getting the best deal. Let me introduce you to Honey, the world's most popular money-saving app and browser extension. I use Honey all the time. Whenever I'm about to check out online, I click the button and it finds me the best coupon code available and instantly applies them to my cart. Honey is totally free. In fact, the only thing it can do is save you money. Get the Honey browser extension by going to sassstorysarcasm.com/honey and start saving some money today. So coming up on Saturday, Brian, it's your golden birthday. You're turning 28 on May 28th. So very exciting. And so I actually recently came across this thing online called the birthday paradox. So basically when you think of, oh, I won't share a birthday with, you know, someone.
Like, right. Or my birthday is unique. Like, yeah. I don't know that many. I don't know. I maybe might know one other person that shares my birthday, but not a lot of people.
Yeah. So, but in a room of just 23 people, there's a 50-50 chance of at least two people having the same birthday. And then also in a room of 75, there's a 99.9% chance of at least two people having the same birthday, which just doesn't seem right. Like, the math, you're like in your head, you're like, I can't comprehend how that would work, you know? And I just thought it's there's a ton of math behind all of this, and we don't need to go into that. But if you, all it takes is 23 people, and there's a 50-50 chance that you might share a birthday with someone.
Yeah, I mean, that's like your average, I mean, maybe not college, but like a high school level classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Two people probably, it's a coin flip on if they share a birthday or not. That's pretty cool.
You know what's very bizarre, though? So we watched The Bachelor with some friends, and there's seven of us that watch it together. Mm-hmm. And Brian and Gavin have the same birthday on the same year and everything. And then we discovered that myself and Blair have the same birthday, same year and everything, which is so weird. So out of seven people, four of us, you know.
Four of us share a birthday.
There's two matches of birthdays. It's so weird.
That's complete random.
I've also never met anyone who has my exact birthday.
There you go.
Have you ever met someone with your exact birthday besides Gavin?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think so. I mean, if I did, they weren't important enough for me to remember them.
Well, maybe I was upset,
they share my birthday. I'm gonna forget about them. But yes, Gavin, who's been my roommate in college for 2 years, he is important enough. Yes,
he does have the
same birthday.
I just thought it was so weird that, you know, so many of us share the same birthday. But, you know, we actually outdo the birthday paradox, and there's only seven of us, and there's two matches of birthdays.
Yeah, we're bringing up that average.
Yeah. What also got me thinking is what the most common days to have a birthday are in the year. So I wanted to go through the 10 most popular birth dates in the U.S., and you'll be surprised by this. Number one, September 9th. Number two, September 19th. Number three, September 12th, number 4, September 17th, number 5, September 10th, number 6, July 7th, number 7, September 20th, then September 15th, September 16th, and September 18th. 9 out of the 10
most
popular days are all in September, and then there's one in July, which is bizarre.
Yeah, that is bizarre. I mean, that's so weird. I guess people are really like family planning a lot on, you know, December
around,
of last year or January.
Christmas, I guess.
Yeah.
The least popular birth dates are December 25th, January 1st, December 24th, July 4th, January 2nd, December 27th or 26th, November 27th, November 23rd, November 25th, and October 31st. Now, if you didn't catch that, several of them are
the popular
on
holidays
or they're right around Christmas. And this is because, you know, in a world of scheduled C-sections and inductions, doctors and delivery staff take those days off, you know. So
you don't want the backup team delivering a baby for you.
Right.
You want the professionals.
Another day where births are less common is the 13th because, you know, people have that superstition.
Friday the 13th.
Well, just any 13th.
Oh, a 13 in general could be like on a Tuesday. I thought it had to be Friday. Oh, whatever. Okay, the 13th.
Yeah. So, for May 28th, that is the 310th most popular day. So, barely not very popular.
No, it's at the bottom end of it. Yeah.
And for my birthday, October 15th is 132nd most popular.
All right. So that's almost in the middle.
That explains I've only met one person, Blair, who's ever had my same birthday.
So it's more impressive that I know someone.
That you were roommates too.
Yeah. Wow. What are the odds?
So, you know, I had one roommate freshman year of college. She was born on September 8th. And then I roomed with Madison, was one of my roommates for the rest of college. And her birthday was also on September 8th, which is funny. So basically all through college, I had a roommate with the same birthday.
It's September 8th.
Yep. It's easy to remember. That was not one of the top days, but September 9th is the top day to have a birthday in the U.S. So just thought that was very interesting. And I'm also just curious to know if anyone listening knows someone else who has your exact birthday, even if it's not on the same year. Just curious. Let us know. And then lastly, we're going to talk about three upcoming movies. We haven't talked about movies in a while, and, you know, summer's upcoming. And honestly, normally there's so many movies coming out around this time that I'm excited to see, but there's not a ton right now. How about right. you?
I think it's either like people are still like, you know, still coming back from COVID, or there's more movies just thrown to streaming services, or they're just all waiting for, it sounds like they're all waiting for, like, you know, like December, or maybe the year of the movie is 2023.
But it seems like there's always a ton of movies that come out right around Memorial Day weekend and around like Father's Day / the first
right day of there's summer. Usually some good summer movies.
And maybe I just don't like any of the movies that are coming out, but I did want to talk about two, and Brian's going to talk about one. The first one I was going to talk about is Jurassic World Dominion. So this is the third in the series of Jurassic World movies. It's coming out on June 10th, and it's the movie before this came out in June 2018, so it's been 4 years. And the premise is that it takes place 4 years after the island was destroyed. Dinosaurs now live and hunt alongside humans all over the world. The fragile balance will reshape the future and determine once and for all whether human beings are to remain the apex predators on a planet they now share with the history's most fearsome creatures.
That's cool. That's exciting. I think also I saw a trailer, like they're supposed to bring back some of the old actors that were from Jurassic the originals. Park. Yeah. I think in all the previous Jurassic Parks, like, they're all existing on their own private island, separate from, you know, like, main humanity and, like, the mainland. But now it sounds like they're all going to be here. Maybe you'll see one in your backyard.
Yep. And then, so that one's on June 10th. And then on June 17th, a new Disney Pixar movie is coming out. It's called Lightyear, and it's a spinoff from Toy Story centered around Buzz Lightyear, and a little premise is a sci-fi action adventure in the definitive origin story of Buzz Lightyear, the hero who inspired the toy. Lightyear follows the legendary space ranger after he's marooned on a hostile planet 4.2 million light years from Earth, alongside his commander and their crew. As Buzz tries to find a way back home through space and time, he's joined by a group of ambitious recruits and his charming robot companion cat, Sox. Complicating matters and threatening the mission of the arrival of Zurg, an imposing presence with an army of ruthless robots and a mysterious agenda. So that one looks pretty good to me, too.
Yeah, and it's animated, too, so it's not like one of those live-action movies, so that should be cool.
Yeah, Disney Pixar always make good movies.
Yes, they do, and maybe they'll have a song.
Maybe.
You never know. My movie is going to be a Marvel movie. It's called Thor: Love and Thunder. And usually, this is also the fourth installment of Thor. It's going to be a little bit later than your movies. It's July 8th. So mark it down on your calendars, people. Basically, there's not a lot out on what this movie is going to entail. We just know that...
There never is.
Yeah. Sometimes there's some leaks. But basically, we know that in the previous Marvel movies, like, they just defeated the big bad guy. So now they're all, like, trying to find purpose in their life. And this is going to... I think this is also a comedy. Most of Thor's... the recent Thor movies were comedies. So he's like a big god of thunder, and he's on a quest for inner peace. But his retirement is interrupted by a galactic killer known as Gore, which also rhymes with Thor. And he's going to be played by Christian Bale, who seeks the extinction of the gods. And Thor is a god, so that probably is going to interrupt his quest for inner peace. And basically also his ex-girlfriend in the movie, Jane Foster, who's played by Natalie Portman, is going to show a surprise of her being able to wield Thor's magical hammer, which is basically, according to the lore, it's can only be wielded by those who are worthy. So she'll be worthy, I guess. And then Jane Foster and Thor will basically go embark on a journey to discover their inner peace and get vengeance on the god butcher, who's Gore. And so that should be interesting. And I don't know how long it is, but these movies usually about 2 hours, so it should be fun. I will say, I probably will see this, not because I'm actually that interested in it, but right now... there is a wonderful like matinee like movie theater that I live right next to, on Tuesdays movies are like $7.
$6.
So
plus tax, I guess.
So like that, I mean, that's crazy good. Like I used to not go to movies just because like it has to be like really good and there has to be a lot of hype around it. But now like $6, I could do that. I could do that, Barry.
Yeah, you went and saw Doctor Strange.
Yes, I did go see the Doctor Strange. It was just it was a Tuesday and not much was going on and I was like, you know what?
And I didn't want to see it.
Yeah, you didn't want to see it. I'm like, you know what? I'll go to the movie theater. I think that might have been the first time I went to the movie theater by myself, too. And you know what? It was an interesting feeling, but it was also pretty cool.
Glad you felt cool.
Yeah. Yep, I did.
Well, I think that's all we have for this week. But next time you hear from us on the podcast, I will have finished the last Star Wars movie, and Brian will be a year older.
Yes.
So, both... big accomplishments.
Yes, yes.
But be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/sassstorysarcasm and on Instagram at sassstorysarcasm. And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify if you want to. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.